It's been 1 month since a fatal car crash in Seattle's Wedgwood neighborhood killed two pedestrians near Eckstein Middle School. The collision also severely injured two people, including an infant who was 10 days old at the time. The driver is facing multiple criminal charges. Prosecutors say he was drunk and a repeat offender. The case has sparked a debate over the state's DUI laws, and it's also renewed the discussion about pedestrian safety. KUOW's Derek Wong reports.
The fatal collision at 75th Street and 33rd Avenue may be a month old, but it's still burned into the thoughts of many people. On the northwest corner near the scene of the crash, there's a tableau made up of notes, candles, and flowers. It grows every day as people continue to add to it. Twice a day, Laisha Bailey crosses the street to tidy up the memorial.
I pull the flowers out, and you'll see the water gets kind of yucky.
The memorial is in memory of Dennis and Judith Schulte. They were crossing the street with their daughter-in-law, Karina, who was carrying their grandson, Elias. And as they crossed, a black Chevy Silverado plowed into the family. The crash has accelerated the city's plan to make the area safer. City engineers say many drivers are whizzing through the neighborhood, way over the school speed limit of 20 miles an hour. Dongho Chang is a city traffic engineer. I spoke with him near the scene of the fatal collision.
We have about 16,000, almost 17,000 vehicles per day on the street. And so, it's pretty much the 85% of that 17,000 vehicles that are driving at 37 miles per hour or below.
Chang says the city plans to install flashing beacons and radar signs that will tell drivers how fast they're going. Also, the city is considering repainting 75th and converting the four-lane street into a two-lane one with a center turn lane. That, he says, should help cut down on speeding. Chang says the city is considering making similar changes at every school in the city. The city's transportation department plans to hold a series of public meetings before making some of the proposed changes in Wedgwood. Statistically speaking, Seattle is a safe city for pedestrians. According to the latest complete statistics from the city, pedestrian-involved collisions are down 23% compared to the previous year. But for retired school principal and longtime pedestrian activist Richard Dykstra Hughes, the statistics don't include a lot of people.
Children should be able to walk to school. And my experience the last few years is parents drive their children to school because they don't think the designated walkways are safe, and I agree with them on that. So part of the statistics are if you don't have the pedestrians out there, then your numbers would be pretty good.
Dykstra Hughes says the city should concentrate on putting more sidewalks along arterials and along routes to school. City traffic planner Chang cautions that as the days get nicer, there will be more kids walking around, and that will mean that drivers will need to be more careful and respectful. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.